Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The MVP conversation is one that is loud. It is one that Drake May has been right at the top of for a couple of weeks now. And if you go on FanDuel right this very second and click on NFL MVP odds, there's Drake May right near the top. He's not at the top. Matthew Stafford's at the top at plus 135. Drake May at plus 175. Josh Allen and his six touchdowns has muscled his way back up into the top three at plus 450. I believe that he was behind Jonathan Taylor, but that changed this past weekend. He's still not up in the top two and still considerably behind May and Stafford. That might be a juicy-looking bet right there if Allen keeps playing that way. But either way, Drake May is right there in the conversation. And on ESPN today, there was a whole piece about Jonathan Taylor and could he possibly win the MVP against all these quarterbacks? And they make the case for Stafford, Allen, May, and Mahomes. And here's what was written about Drake May. And it was half written by Mike Reese. And who's Maldonado? Do we know what Maldonado's first name is? I probably should have looked this up. That would be Pamela Maldonado, a sports betting analyst. Pamela Maldonado. And here's what they wrote. Drake May, reason he might win it. With May playing a lead role, the Patriots are tied for the NFL's best record and have won 8 straight games. He leads the NFL in completion percentage and passing yards, is second in passer rating, only behind Lamar Jackson, 113.2 to 115.5. In averaging 8.6 air yards per attempt this year, May is just the second player since ESPN began tracking air yards in 06 to complete 70% of his passes and average 8.5 air yards per attempt through his first 11 games. The other player is Peyton Manning, who did it in 09, and in 09, Peyton Manning was the MVP. The reason he may fall short, Reese writes, he has 5 interceptions and has lost 2 fumbles, which is an MVP-caliber pace, but more than double the total picks for Matthew Stafford, who only has 2. The degree of difficulty could also work against him in a tiebreaker scenario, as the Patriots' schedule is filled with mostly lower echelon teams. That shines a brighter spotlight on December games against the Bills, the Ravens, possibly giving May less margin for error in his case for an MVP consideration. I agree with that to an extent, but I also think it's funny how, and I've said this before, the schedule hasn't really affected the odds all that much. Maybe when it comes down to who actually wins it, that could go against Drake May a little bit, but he's been right there at the top of the list for the past, what, month? Mike Vrabel's been right there at the top of Coach of the Year for about a month now, maybe even a little longer than that. And neither one of those odds got affected by the schedule, right? I mean, it doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like it's being held against them all that much. And meanwhile, when it comes to Super Bowl odds, they're 11th behind all these different teams, all these teams that they've, some of whom they've outplayed this year, many of whom they've outplayed this year. They're 9-2. And some of them who they've beaten directly. So that's, I mean, that's just weird. I find that all very strange. But I do tend to agree. Like, yeah, that could, in a tiebreaker situation, they could look at Matthew Stafford and the road that he had and Drake May and the road that he had and decide that Stafford's was a little tougher. And, you know, sometimes it just comes down to that type of thing. As for Drake May's MVP odds, is the price right at plus 175 or plus 185, depending on which book you look at? And Maldonado writes, this is the one price that makes complete sense. May has the volume, explosive plays, and most importantly, the rookie turnaround storyline that voters love. You can poke holes in the wins, but you can't poke holes in May's production. New England leads the AFC East, but is it in the same tier as AFC's heavyweights? Patriots are winning, but not in a way that suggests that they're built to run through Baltimore, Kansas City, Indy, or even Denver in January. The game logs and scoring margins all say that New England is grinding, making May's price fair. He probably closes as the favorite if the Patriots win 12 or more games. That right there is not the most in-depth analysis I've ever read in my life, but it's the closest anyone's really come, other than John Lyons, who I thought had a decent point as well. But that's as close as anyone's come to really explaining to me what it is about the Patriots that people aren't quite buying into and why the betting markets for the team, not Drake May and the MVP, obviously that's riding pretty strong. But in terms of the team, there it is right there. They're leading the AFC East. But are they built to run through Baltimore, Kansas City, Indy, or even Denver in January? You put it that way, run through them. Can they beat them? Yeah, sure. But can they run through them? Are they thought of that way? If you're 9-2, right, isn't that sort of what you think? Well, okay, they're this runaway train. They're just going to run through everybody at 9-2. Number one, there's another 9-2 team. And number two, they haven't, it's true, they haven't blown out a lot of these teams. There haven't been a lot of big blowouts. The important ones, you know, Carolina, that was a blowout. They blew out the Browns. It's probably their two best wins of the year in terms of, you know, playing a complete game. They won against the Falcons. It was a close game. It's a close game against the Saints. It was a close game against the Bills. It was a close game against Tampa Bay. They've had some close games. It was probably a little closer than it needed to be against the Jets this past Thursday. But they're winning. And if they win that many games in a turnaround year, I think Drake May is going to have to be right at the top.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here's another thing I think may go against them. Another thing I think could possibly not blow it all up, but could be end up being anyway a sticking point for him. And that is the fact that in the last, I don't know, 20 years or so, you haven't had a lot of young MVPs. You just haven't. Guys, you know, and I'm not just talking about the last couple of years, where Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, these are young quarterbacks that were in the MVP conversation, got some votes, but weren't able to overcome the likes of, say, 28-year-old Josh Allen, 26-year-old Lamar Jackson, 27-year-old Mahomes, 37 and 38-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Now, my whole theory blows up a little bit here because the two MVPs before that, 2019, 22-year-old Lamar Jackson won it, and the year before, 23-year-old Patrick Mahomes won it. So I'll consider those two guys the exception, or the exceptions, because then you go right back to guys who are, you know, 26 and over. Tom Brady at age 40, Matt Ryan, 31, Cam Newton, 26, Rodgers, 31, Manning, 37, Peterson, 27, Rodgers, 28, Brady, 33, Manning, 33. Now, this is maybe arbitrary, right? Well, who cares how old they were? Except to say this. There's a lot of politics that goes into the MVP conversation and into the MVP voting. Whose turn is it? Oh, yeah, well, this guy just won it last year. There's MVP fatigue. You hear about this all the time in other sports. You hear about it in the NFL, too. You can't give it to this guy again. He just won it. Oh, yeah, well, maybe it's the time for this guy to get it. Last year was a great example. Lamar Jackson, there was a pretty strong argument that Lamar Jackson should have been the MVP last year. Josh Allen ended up winning it because Jackson already had two. He had just won the year before. And, you know, Allen had a great season. Sometimes there's just fatigue. That happens. Excuse me. But you do have some seasons that can't be denied. Is Drake May going to emerge in a way that you just can't deny it?
You're a liar.
No, I'm not. Cam, who was 26, by the way, when he won his, which is just outside the threshold that I'm talking about. 26, I consider 26 to be like a prime year. Not like the numbers prime, but like that's like a prime of your career type of year. 26, from 25 to like 29. That should be a quarterback's prime years, right? Like on average, I'd say. Not Tom Brady's or Aaron Rodgers or something, but like on average, 25 to 29, that's basically your prime years there in general. But Jackson in 19 was a force to be reckoned with. Patrick Mahomes in 2018, a force. I mean, just, you know, total force. And they were, you couldn't deny what they were doing. You couldn't deny them these awards. Drake May is going to have to complete that kind of season. He's going to have to ride that out to the very end. The margin for error against teams like Buffalo and Baltimore, I agree completely with Reese there. That is going to have to be next to zero. Your margin for error is very, very low. You go out there and you lose both of those games, you could say that that MVP conversation will be over. Over. And is that necessarily fair? No. If they have four losses and they go 13-4, well, you lost to Buffalo and Baltimore down the stretch. Okay.
0.0.
I think that conversation could very well be over because that's sort of what comes along with A, being a young quarterback. Well, it's just maybe a flash in the pan here. And number two, the soft schedule. That can come back to bite you eventually. Especially if you're going up against guys who are playing, you know, facing tougher schedules and have as good, if not better, numbers. Really, it should just come down to the numbers. That's all it should be. But we all know it doesn't work like that. We all know that that's not the way that the MVP gets voted on. It gets voted on through a whole series of different thoughts and values that all these different people have. And they get to it however they get to it. They get to the name however they get to the name. And you can't question it. You just, you know, that's the way it is. You got to just watch it happen and hope for the best. That being said, Drake May is a legitimate MVP. I would imagine he finishes in the top five because I think even if they do lose those two games, if they finish at 13-4, that should be enough to get him lots of second place, third place, and probably even some first place votes, right? And wouldn't that be something? Winning an MVP would be great, obviously. You'd obviously want to win the MVP. But at age 23, 24, whatever, to have that kind of season where you're being recognized that much, that's a big deal. And when you talk about things like the deep accuracy, and you hear Vrabel talking about, well, no one taught Greg Maddux how to paint the corners, true. But also, you have to assume Drake May's not in that prime year window I was just talking about yet. He's not. He's 23. Like, his prime years are still ahead of him, you would think. It's not like the things he's doing right now are suddenly going to get softened by the time he hits his prime. Like, that never happens. That's when your arm strength hits its peak. That's when you can throw the longest. That's when you have seen enough of the offense and you can still run and throw on the run and do all these athletic things because you're in your prime. Like that, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's so exciting about all this and why I think everyone's pretty geeked up about it. You can't take it for granted, obviously, but it is fun to think about.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.